5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Football Full Circle on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Here's Ben Stevens and Joe Lisi.
Draft week continues right here on Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio and Sirius XM Channel 159. Now just 2 days out from the 2022 NFL Draft. The first round gets underway in just 2 days on a Thursday evening out in Las Vegas. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi. Lisi, it's getting closer. Your plane trip also getting closer. Heading out to the desert tomorrow night. Is that correct?
Oh, chomping at the bit, Ben. This is it. Just 2 days away. I cannot wait for Thursday night. Can't wait for the drama. Which quarterback will be selected first? Which team is going to make a trade? And Ben, I did a little studying last night. I found a very good prop bet, and it's very intriguing in the sense of FanDuel does have the New Orleans Saints as a favorite, minus 115, to potentially select Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis.
Oh, I like that. You know, the Saints might be targeting their quarterback of the future, and the market has been moving on the quarterbacks as well. Their draft position over-unders look different today, Joe Lisi, than they did just 24 hours ago, the last time we were together on Football Full Circle. And that's what we'll do here to start off the show. We'll update the betting markets because they continuously have moved, not just in the last 48 hours, not just in the last 2 weeks, still at this moment, now just 2 days away from the 2022 NFL draft. Yesterday, Joe, of course, we remarked on Trayvon Walker becoming the odds-on minus money favorite to go number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That flip happened with Aiden Hutchinson yesterday. Trayvon Walker at that time, minus 150. Aiden Hutchinson was plus 150. Well, now that market has moved even more. Trayvon Walker, minus 200 as your substantial odds-on favorite. Aiden Hutchinson, still the second best price, but at plus 250. Joe, as the market moves, as we say, let the odds tell the story. It's seeming more and more likely that Trayvon Walker ends up in a Jaguars uniform.
It does, right? SAC kills not just in college football, but the NFL draft. And right now, Aiden Hutchinson, he's given ground. Now, how far does Aiden Hutchinson fall? Does he go to two, like you believe, to Detroit? Or does he potentially, Ben, fall to three or four? That would probably be the biggest storyline of this upcoming draft, at least on night number one.
Certainly so, but the odds expect, as do I, that Aiden Hutchinson does not fall outside of the top two, because his odds to be the number two overall pick to the Detroit Lions have also grown stronger. Now minus 200 for Hutchinson, the edge rusher out of Michigan, to be the second overall selection and don a Lions jersey next year. Yesterday, Joe, after the flip happened at number one, Aiden Hutchinson, just yesterday morning, even money, plus 100. When we got on the air yesterday for FFC, that was minus 125. And as Trayvon Walker is minus 200 to go number one, Aiden Hutchinson is minus 200 to go number two.
Yeah, now this is where you follow the money, right? So we saw the initial move in terms of the markets, but really now is really what we call the smart money coming in. These are people maybe potentially in the know, have great contacts, insiders, all of a sudden news being leaked, some smoke screens, but for the most part, this is where you follow the smart money leading up to Thursday night, Ben.
So well said, Joe. Not everybody is betting the NFL draft. Certainly not public Joe and everybody that hopes Aiden Hutchinson in the state of Michigan remains in the state of Michigan. This is what is moving the market based on reports, based on the betting handle, and based on where the odds are going at this moment. And as they start to move and grow even more in the favor of Trayvon Walker at number one to Jacksonville and Aiden Hutchinson at number two, you must follow those odds and have that understanding. So maybe those prices aren't all that intriguing. I would also like to make note, though, Joe, at number two overall, Trayvon Walker has the third best price at plus 600. That almost says to me that with his odds being so long to go second to Detroit, that means he's almost a shoe-in to go number one overall, at least if you were to follow with some top three pick odds that we'll get into in just a minute. But speaking of the top three, in that third overall pick, we have a new favorite. And this happened, Joe, just within the last hour and a half or 2 hours or so. Derek Stingley Jr., the cornerback out of LSU, is now the favorite to go number three to the Houston Texans, plus 300. Now a dollar in front of another cornerback in Sauce Gardner out of Cincinnati. He is plus 400. So Derek Stingley Jr., Lisi, emerges as the favorite to go number three to the Texans.
Yeah, it's not that Stingley Jr. is the favorite over Sauce because he played in the SEC, ran the 4-3-7, played at LSU. It's the fact that Houston would potentially build their defense around a cornerback, right? We talked about the front seven, the ability to have an identity, the ability to maybe make up for the loss and absence of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney over the past 3 or 4 years, right? Now, Thibodeau looked like an honest fit at 8-1. Now it's Stingley, which is shocking when you look at the two cornerbacks that were taken last year with J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain, respectively, 8-9 overall. They're reaching up at the third spot to get a corner here.
And what might we see Sauce go somewhere in that top seven as well? The New York Giants certainly interested in helping out their secondary as it stands now 2 days away from the 2022 NFL draft. And Joe, we're talking top three picks right now. Aiden Hutchinson has better odds at minus 2,400 to be a top three selection than does Trayvon Walker at minus 1050. Again, signaling to me that Aiden Hutchinson does not drop past number two at the Detroit Lions, but Trayvon Walker certainly in the top three as well. Those are the only two draft prospects at this moment in minus money to be a top three pick. Derek Stingley, the fifth best price at plus 260. Sauce Gardner, the sixth best price, 20 seconds behind at plus 280. So much to get to. 2 days away from the 2022 NFL draft. Up next here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Football Full Circle, live here during draft week, now just 2 days away from the first round of the 2022 NFL draft, getting started out in Las Vegas. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi. The markets are moving, the prices are changing, and the value is still there on the board as we provide you those updates all week long here on Sports Grid. We'll have live coverage out from the desert, including our very own Joe Lisi, heading out that way in just a few days to get you set with everything that you need to make some money off the first round and hopefully multiple rounds here in the NFL draft. So Joe, you mentioned a prop that you saw last night where you thought there was some value or at least an interesting discussion point of how the first round might shake out. What was that prop and where do you think the value is?
Yeah, it was an interesting prop relating to the New Orleans Saints that I brought up in the intro, is that they are minus 115, so obviously a favorite, right, chalk, to potentially select Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis as the first quarterback selected. I started thinking, well, right now they're not in a position, let's say, to get a top 10 pick. So if they do jump up, let's say, ahead of Carolina, that's going to be the news of the draft right now, because we know Carolina potentially is the first spot where a quarterback could be selected. So if New Orleans jockeys in front of Carolina, or let's say Carolina acquires Baker Mayfield over the next couple of days, now we have a double bet. We have New Orleans as a minus 115 favorite, and the potential of Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett, where they're +5 to 1, or in some markets 14 to 1 for Kenny Pickett to be a top 5 selection, Ben.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Joe, because Malik Willis right now on FanDuel, +500 to be a top 5 pick. Kenny Pickett actually moving back just slightly, 16 to 1 right now, Lisi, to be a top 5 selection. Would that require, and based on the fact that that odds price is in minus money, would that require New Orleans to move up in the draft order, or could they potentially, at 16, get their pick of the litter from the first quarterback selected? And again, you have to go through all of the markets here to make the prices make sense with one another and find your best bet and angle of attack for the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. So let's start with the two quarterbacks. Malik Willis has remained, Joe, since the NFL draft combine, the odds on minus money favorite at minus 140 to be the first QB selected on Thursday night. Kenny Pickett is plus 150. So although Malik is in minus money, it's not the largest odds distinction we have seen throughout the many markets available for the 2022 NFL draft. But now let's go from the quarterbacks to the New Orleans Saints. And right now, to draft Kenny Pickett, the team most likely to do so, still the favorites, Carolina at plus 175. New Orleans only 25 cents behind at plus 200. The Saints also the second best price to draft Malik Willis at plus 300. The team favored to draft Malik is the Pittsburgh Steelers at plus 150. So if Carolina remains pat at 6, Joe, and they do not trade for a quarterback in the next 2 days heading into the first round of the NFL draft, it would still seem that based on the odds, Kenny Pickett is their guy. Is it a slam dunk? Is it a home run? Is it a touchdown, to use a football word? No, absolutely not. It's tons of plus money at plus 175. And the number 6 overall pick market, Kenny Pickett is still a favorite, but at plus 250. There's not a super strong indication Carolina takes Kenny Pickett, Joe, but they're still the favorites to do so.
Without a doubt. And I think, obviously, we talked about Matt Rhule keeping his job. Kenny Pickett gives him the best option to do that. He's the most NFL ready. So I think when we talk about Malik Willis in terms of his raw athleticism, maybe he goes to a team like you mentioned, Atlanta, or he goes to Seattle, or he goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they could afford to wait with Mitch Trubisky, their starting quarterback, most likely this year, at least for week number one. So I think that's a very good bet. I have it marked right here. Kenny Pickett plus 175 and yesterday at plus 200. That's the one I haven't put in just yet. But if we're talking both of those quarterbacks for Carolina, assuming there's no trade and no movement, yeah, I think it's Kenny Pickett or bust for Carolina right now.
And the market's starting to work against Kenny Pickett, and actually, Joe, in favor of Charles Cross, the offensive tackle from Mississippi State. Kenny Pickett, as Lisi just mentioned right there, was 2-1, now plus 250 to be the number 6 overall pick, which Carolina currently holds. Charles Cross has the second best price at plus 340, less than a dollar of difference. But to be the number 5 overall pick, the first selection of the two the Giants have within the top 10, New York also drafting again at number 7, Charles Cross is now the favorite at plus 170. So maybe the movement on Charles Cross has also caused a little bit of movement against Kenny Pickett, because if it's not Charles Cross at 5, does Carolina pass up that chance to build up their offensive line? That will be what we have to see as we head into this 2022 NFL draft.
Without a doubt. And obviously, if Christian McCaffrey is going to be a part of that offense, you want to be able to protect him. You want to be able to run the football no matter who the quarterback is. Even if it's Sam Darnold week number one, he needs to be able to work off of play action. You need a consistent running game. And that's what Matt Rhule predicated, not just in Carolina, but predicated in Baylor and then obviously before that in Temple. So Cross is a legitimate tackle. He's a blue-collar kid. Obviously, I believe he's a step behind behind Evan Neal and obviously Ekwonu right here, right now. But you're talking about an SEC caliber player that got better from the start of his career in Starkville to what we saw last year.
I think with their first pick, the Giants will take an offensive lineman. In the mock draft that I put together yesterday, Joe, for this opening round of the 2022 NFL draft, I have Ikem Ekwonu slotted in that spot at number 5. The Giants, the position of the first player they draft, is an offensive lineman as the favorite at minus 125. So whether it's Ekwonu, if he's available, Evan Neal, if they like that number, or Charles Cross, it does seem like an offensive tackle will go there to the Giants with that 5th overall pick. But we have Charles Cross at plus 170 and now Evan Neal at plus 600. But back to Carolina here quickly, Joe, because the New Orleans Saints price is so interesting when you put that together. The Saints favorite right now of position of New Orleans Saints first player drafted is a wide receiver and a quarterback as co-favorites at plus 210. Again, as of right now, New Orleans has picks number 16 and number 19 in the first round of this 2022 NFL draft. So a wide receiver or a quarterback, the two favorite prices at the moment for the position of the player New Orleans drafts with their first selection currently at number 16. For Carolina, Joe, which of course the Panthers drafting number 6, an offensive lineman and a quarterback, the same price as well, minus 105. So there's still, again, the odds telling us Carolina is at least interested in the potential of either a Kenny Pickett, and I think it's Kenny Pickett, or Malik Willis.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm looking at the actual markets for both players, right? Carolina for Kenny Pickett plus 175 and New Orleans right there at 200. And then it's funny, though, New Orleans is plus 200 again on Malik Willis right behind the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is fascinating to me. How could the book have New Orleans minus 115 for Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett, but then in the individual odds, they're giving you plus money? That makes, I'm like, it's amazing, because if it were me, you would sprinkle plus 200, plus 300. If you hit one of them, you're a winner. Why even take the minus 115? I just don't understand. So I think I'm with you. If I'm Carolina, you need a quarterback. Sam Darnold's not the answer. You could go lay up with an offensive tackle, and I understand they're even money in terms of the position odds, but I would take Kenny Pickett. You know, and you get that price at plus 250. 50 for Carolina. I'll take that shot.
If we were, can we even parlay? I'm trying to see this right now. If we
not
were to parlay
that.
The prices, no, we cannot. That,
no.
So I was going to say, that's where you parlay and you make the minus 115 look even that much better, Lisey. And here's the interesting point. Again, Joe brought it up. Does Carolina have to stay there at number 6, or does New Orleans trade past them to get that first quarterback in the draft and have their pick of the litter between Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis? Well, if you look at the draft position odds for both Pickett and Willis, New Orleans might be able to stay at number 16, Joe. At least that's what the odds indicate. We continue that conversation next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
I almost feel like we're investigators here on a Tuesday on Football Full Circle on Sports Grid Radio and Sirius XM Channel 159, trying to find the best prices and match up the markets for our best bets for the 2022 NFL Draft and what happens early and often on Thursday night out in Las Vegas. He is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. And this spot was a Lisi lean that he saw well out into the distance and found us this price where we think we can give you a better price if you like the idea of this bet. And that would be the quarterback conversation for New Orleans on Thursday night. Again, the Saints are drafting 16th and 19th overall, one of 8 teams that have multiple selections in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. And if you scroll down the FanDuel Sportsbook on their front NFL draft page, you will see 2022 NFL draft popular draft combinations. There are 3 bets, Joe Lisi, with a minus money price. One of them being the Saints to draft either Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis at minus 115. That was your spot. But here's where the value is. For the Saints to take Kenny Pickett, the second best price on the board, it's plus 200. For the Saints to take Malik Willis, the second best price on that board, it's plus 300. Lisey, why not put 10 bucks on one, 10 bucks on the other? You're guaranteed plus money. If one of them hit, it's a much better bet and a much better payout than laying the minus 115, because we're doing the same thing, but with plus money dividends.
Totally agree. I don't know why you would lay the 115. I know you're getting 2-for-1 in that type of situation, but, you know, the only way you could get screwed is if they obviously go a different position or a different quarterback, but you're going to lose anyway. So why not capitalize on the 2-to-1 and 3-to-1 respectively, and if somehow, some way, let's just say it is Malik Willis, well, now you're hitting a home run in terms of the 3-to-1 market.
Yeah, and that's what the crazy part is, right? So just say you want to do the smallest bet on this. Instead of betting $10 at minus 115, that pays you out less than $10 and adds up to a little bit less than 20 bucks because you have to take the 15 cents of juice away, which the book always wins. You put $10 on Malik Willis at 3-to-1 and $10 on Kenny Pickett at 2-to-1. One of those bets pays you 20 bucks. Add in the $10, a payout of 30, or the other bet pays you out $30. Add in the 10 bucks. It's a total payout out of $40. And because both are in plus money, Joe, the book's not taking anything away from you. There's no minus money there to deter you from this bet. So listen, the Saints might not draft either Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett. They might pick somebody else, even if one or both of those quarterbacks are available. Or maybe Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis are off the board by the time we get to New Orleans at number 16. But if you like that bet, and again, there's only three popular draft combinations on FanDuel out of a long list of them in minus money. And this one for the Saints to draft either Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis is one of those minus money prices. If you like that bet, don't bet that one. Sprinkle on both plus money prices for the Saints to take Kenny Pickett and to take Malik Willis. And if it happens, Joe Lisi just bought you a weekend couple of beers.
That's what it's all about, finding value, right? This is what we do. Mm-hmm. We search, buy low, sell high. It's whether it's stocks, commodities, or NFL draft picks. This is what we do, Ben. We love looking for value across the board.
Certainly so. So now the next component of this conversation, Joe, I have to believe, is will both of those quarterbacks be available at number 16? Will the Saints have their pick of the litter of either both Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis, or maybe just drafting one of them and you still cash that ticket if you are correct? And here's where it gets very, very interesting, because within the last 24 hours, at this time yesterday, Lisi, we ended the show here on Football Full Circle, and we highlighted the draft position props for both Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis. Do you remember what they were yesterday? Because I'll tell you if not.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett was 12 and a half at plus money, right? Plus 112. Mm-hmm. Malik Willis was 12 and a half at minus 114 either way.
A trap is what Joe Lisi has for a memory, folks. And the reason I didn't want him to put him on the spot, so to say, but just to explain where this market has already moved. Malik Willis, Joe, his draft prop is now at 13 and a half for the position of his selection in terms of where he goes in the draft order. It's now an over-under of 13 and a half, and the over has the juice at minus 130. What does that mean in layman's terms? That the book does not expect Malik Willis to get drafted before the 14th pick. It's 14 or later on in the first round. So Malik Willis, the market has moved slightly against him. And for Kenny Pickett, the same has happened, Joe, but in a more substantial way. For Kenny Pickett's draft position now, it's an over-under of 15 and a half. The juice is even both sides, minus 114, over, minus 114, under, but from 12 and a half yesterday, now to 15 and a half, three spots back in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. The market has moved against both quarterbacks. A very interesting development here, Joe, 2 days out from the draft.
It really is. If that's what happened, now you really have to key in terms of pick number 6 for Carolina, pick number 8 for Atlanta, pick number 9 for Seattle. Because we know Seattle's in a market for a quarterback, right? Now, Seattle, if they take Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis, now you're hitting a home run in terms of that value. Wow. But then, right? And now, what does that affect in terms of New Orleans? Thinking, okay, one of those quarterbacks will fall to us. That's why why I'm not a believer in this. It's a very tough quarterback market. There's not one guy I believe in this draft. I love Corral, but when we're still talking about it, every quarterback has a weakness. There's not a legitimate pure number one like Trevor Lawrence was last year. And right. So now I think that's what's intriguing, because now we're seeing the quarterback market on both players fall behind. It's looking like they might slip. But then what do these teams in 6, 7, and 8, and 9 do respectively? Because then we could key in on the team market in terms of position odds.
Absolutely so. And again, if we start with the New Orleans Saints perspective, and you have Malik Willis with the juice to the over of his draft profit 13.5, and Kenny Pickett at 15.5, even both sides, then we're saying 14, 15, 16, right in that ballpark for the Saints, who draft 16th overall. The teams before them, the Texans at 13, not going to take a quarterback there, we do not assume. The Ravens at 14 certainly do not need a quarterback. The Eagles at 15 do not need a quarterback either. Could a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers at 20 try to trade up ahead of the New Orleans Saints? Will both of those quarterbacks be available as we get into the early teens and the middle portion of this 2022 NFL draft? Again, Kenny Pickett is still the favorite on FanDuel right now to go number 6 overall. Yes, it's a big plus 250 plus money price, but still the shortest odds. To go number 8 overall, Garrett Wilson is the favorite at plus 5. Then Jameson Williams and Malik Willis are 6-1, with the second shortest price to go number 8 to Atlanta. Again, Joe, those are big plus money prices, pretty much telling us the FanDuel Sportsbook doesn't have a clear indication of who goes number 8 overall to Atlanta. The favorite to go number 9 overall to Seattle is Charles Cross at plus 400. Derek Stingley, Evan Neal, the second best odds, both at 5-1. Malik Willis is 10-1. He has much shorter odds in this market and the market to Atlanta to be that quarterback taken in the comparison to Kenny Pickett. It would still say to me, Joe, that Carolina is the most likely destination in the top 10. And following that, it would have to be the Saints at 16 unless we see a trade up for a team like Pittsburgh, which I think they're in love with Malik Willis. There's a reason it's plus 150 for the Steelers as the favorite to pick Malik Willis, that we might see Pittsburgh make their way up in the first round draft order.
Yeah, it comes down to Carolina in the sense of if they take Kenny Pickett, right, quarterback, then I think you're going to see teams panic, right? They're not going to want to wait. New Orleans and Pittsburgh are going to get a jockey. Do we wait now, basically, if I'm New Orleans, 10 selections to get Malik Willis or a quarterback? Or what happens with Atlanta and Seattle? I still believe, Ben, and I'm with you. I have slated in my mock draft Pickett to Carolina, but I took a flyer. Matt Corral to Seattle, I think, has legs. He played with DK Metcalf. I don't know if they go with the safe pick of Charles Cross. I know they're a ground and pound. The offensive line was a concern. That's why Russell Wilson got out of Dodge and is in Denver. But you know what? I still believe at 14-1, and I played it, Matt Corral has value in Seattle, and wouldn't shock me if he goes in that position. If that's the case, or even if a quarterback goes to Seattle, whether it be Ridder, anybody, right? At 9, what's going to happen? You can't wait if you're New Orleans or Pittsburgh then.
No, you certainly can't wait, because if somebody goes at 9, we might see over 3.5 quarterbacks in this first round, unless Desmond Ridder is now the talk of the town from a quarterback perspective. But again, the odds still indicate, Joe, that is not the case. Malik Willis, a minus money, minus 140 favorite to be the first QB selected. Kenny Pickett, not far off that pace at plus 150. There is a substantial drop-off to Des Ridder at 10-1. Now, Desmond Ridder's draft position is 30.5. Matt Corral's draft position is 34.5. Even money on both sides for Matt Corral at minus 114 over, minus 114 under. The same for Desmond Ridder, the quarterback out of Cincinnati, who is minus 114 to the over of that 30.5, minus 114 to the under of that 30.5. There is some movement, though,
on this Desmond Ridder number, and there is some speculation among draft circles that he might be becoming the top quarterback on the board. We'll look at that and what it means from an odds perspective, and can we find value? Because we'll have to see if Desmond Ridder is even listed at number 9 to the Seattle Seahawks, and then how else we look in the marketplace to find our best bets. That's all we're doing here all week long on Football Full Circle, giving you the landscape for finding your best prices and your best bets for the 2022 NFL Draft. Stay with us on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
The market moves just 2 days out from the 2022 NFL Draft. The first round on Thursday in Las Vegas. We break down that movement and where the best bets are right here on a Tuesday on Sports Grid Radio and Sirius XM Channel 159. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi. He's heading out to the desert in just a few days. And Joe, there's starting to be some steam, although not the most attractive quarterback class we have seen. Certainly not the most illustrious that we have seen. There might be some more quarterbacks in the first round than we anticipate, especially if the movement on Desmond Ridder continues to work in his favor. His draft position prop now is 30.5. It was not 30.5 just about 48, 72 hours ago. Lisi, you have been a big believer in Matt Corral. Who do you think goes first, Desmond Ridder or Matt Corral?
I think it is Corral. I wouldn't, like I said, I took a shot top 10. He's 14-1. I understand Ridder, you know, ran the 4-4 at the combine, and some scouts believe he's the most NFL ready. I don't see it. I think if we're talking mobile quarterbacks, we're talking athletic quarterbacks, I would put Des Ridder over Malik Willis for what he's done in terms of his college career, right? He's a battle-tested kid, stepped up in big games, went on the road in South Bend, led the upset over Notre Dame. So he's done it on a national stage. So I think he could definitely sneak into the top 32. Wouldn't shock me even if he fell maybe to Detroit at number 32. But being the first quarterback off the board, that shocks me right now. So right now, right, I would be, and I'm with you, Ben, that I'm starting to, as we get closer to this draft, I thought it was dead set on 3 and Corral was my third, but I'm starting to play this out and I'm starting to get the edge that maybe there are 4 quarterbacks that do get taken in the first round. And if you believe that, FanDuel does have 2 bets in particular, 3 quarterbacks and 7 receivers taken in the first round. I believe that's plus 145. And then yep, 4 quarterbacks and 7 receivers, I believe, is almost like 4-1 on FanDuel right now.
And Desmond Ridder could really shake up a lot of things if he goes earlier than we all expect in the first round. If he's a first-round selection, that would check out for a lot of people, I think, around the NFL. But if he goes top 10, then that could be something. And right now, Joe, for the number 6 overall pick, which Carolina holds, and Kenny Pickett is the favorite at plus 250, Desmond Ridder is listed at 34-1. So, obviously, very long odds. He is not listed for the number 8 overall pick, which Atlanta has right now, and you would think maybe some consideration into a quarterback, but Desmond Ridder is there for number 9 overall for the Seattle Seahawks at 20-1. Matt Corral not listed there at number 9, Joe, for Seattle, which could mean one of 2 things. In your mind, it might mean that Matt Corral's got a shot.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. I mean, Matt Corral, in terms of the top 10 selection, is 14-1. They have that market, but they don't have Matt Corral listed for the Seattle particular selection, which I find a little head-scratching, right? You have Des Ridder, who's 20-1. Why not have Matt Corral there, right? I believe there's a synergy there. As long as DK Metcalf is on the roster, you never know. Maybe he's lobbying to have Matt Corral. And Matt Corral is a fiery kid. Again, he, yeah, at the start of the college college football season, when we were talking Heisman Trophy, it was all corral, boom or bust. Wasn't until that performance in Tuscaloosa where they got blown out as a basically 14.5-point dog, lost by 21, that Matt Corral fell off the grid. But he progressed, and again, you never know. At 14-1, it's worth it for me. You know, that's the way I feel. Right. I'm willing to take a shot. That's the quarterback I believe in. And if you're going to give me 14-1 in top 10, and I have three teams in particular, Carolina, Atlanta, and Seattle, that could potentially be in the market for their quarterback of the future, that's good enough odds for me to dive in.
And sometimes you have a feeling it's worth a sprinkle on a 14-1 price. Is Joe Lisi going to storm the FanDuel Sportsbook if 14-1 on Matt Corral doesn't hit for the top 10? No, they're long odds for a reason, but it might be worth a sprinkle. And just because Matt Corral isn't listed at number 6 or number 9, and neither quarterback listed at number 8 to Atlanta, they're not far off from one another. Of course, both. Desmond Ridder, 30.5, his draft position. Matt Corral, 34. In a hook for his draft position. But both guys, Lisi, Ridder at minus 135, Corral at minus 135, to be a top 32 selection. Of course, a top 32 pick means you are drafted in the first round. They both have the same odds there. There is a potential for both to be in the first round, or at least one of those two guys to crack the top 32.
Oh, without a doubt. And let's not forget, you know, over the course of maybe the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen those surprise picks. 3 years ago, it was Cleveland Farrell, right? I mean, number 4 overall. Who saw Mayock and John Gruden making that selection? And then last year, it was, oh, Greg Rousseau was never going to be a first-round selection. He's a second and a third rounder because he didn't play. And then Buffalo, at the last pick of the 32nd overall selection, takes Rousseau, right? That was the head scratch. In terms of, I think, a lot of first-round selections in terms of his numbers last year because he didn't play and opted out. So that's where I think we can have the wild card. We don't know where it's going to come from. Could Deebo Samuel be on the move? Could Baker Mayfield be on the move? Could New England wheel and deal? These are all teams that are at a significant disadvantage already with specific teams within their division. You can't tell me New England's got to stay pat and hope to compete now with Miami's offense and now Buffalo's offense. Belichick is up against the two. Does he roll the dice to get a little closer and get maybe an elite wide receiver? You never know what happens the day of the draft, Ben.
And it's not just trading between draft selections. New Orleans moves up to get this pick or vice versa. Pittsburgh wants to make a move to get a quarterback. There's some late moves in the ending of that first round. It could be current NFL players moving from team to team and what that does to draft selections as well and what it also does to team draft needs. Because if Baker's on the move and Baker goes to Seattle or Baker goes to Carolina where the Panthers have rumored interest, well, then Carolina's not going to spend the 6th overall pick on a quarterback. Seattle's not going to spend the 9th overall pick on a quarterback, and that's not to equate Baker Mayfield to number 6 overall right now or number 9 overall right now. It just shows that Seattle and or Carolina would look to use that value elsewhere and maybe be a part of some trades for a team that wants a quarterback to move up in front of another. But Joe, there's so many options out there, and you brought this up. Maybe looking at some minus money prices, and anytime there's a bet in minus money, it might not hit, but at least there's a small indication. The FanDuel Sportsbook believes it's a realistic possibility, and there are tons of minus money prices to be a first-round selection, to be a top 32 pick. You crafted something together that you are going to be riding on draft night. Break it down for us.
Yeah, so it's a five-player parlay with top 32. So now I got all 32 selections in the first round. Trevor Penning, the obviously offensive lineman from Northern Iowa, he's minus 700. Traylon Burks, one of the big-bodied wide receivers, he's minus 500. N'Kobe Dean, standout linebacker for the Georgia Bulldogs, minus 300. And then two, obviously, wild cards. I took Matt Corral. If I like him top 10, gotta love him in terms of top 32 at minus 135. And Jahan Dotson, one of my favorite wide receivers at minus 135. So I have five guys, obviously three that are, you know, significant favorites, that I believe in the top 32 too, Ben, have a shot. And that's all you want, right? At least for me, doing 4 hours of the draft, I want to craft a parlay that has an opportunity and has legs. And it pays 454. And now I'm saving myself with the individual bets, because if Corral doesn't go in the top 10, it's okay. Now I got 32 selections where I can maybe build this parlay and hit it.
Plus 454. Was that correct?
Yep. 454.
There we go.
On the whole bet. The whole bet.
And that's where you go, and that's where you have some value by the time you get there. So if this starts to go and Joe Lisi gets to pick 25, 26, 27, maybe he's got one or two guys left, there is going to be some value there, and there's certainly going to be some excitement on if he can cash that parlay. And there's a couple of odds there, Joe, that have actually worked in your favor on this Tuesday. Jahan Dotson now minus 150 to be a first-round selection. Some movement against N'Kobe Dean, unfortunately, from that perspective. And I think that's not so much a conversation on N'Kobe. I think it's just how much are NFL teams in this first round prioritizing linebackers. But you can take some of those minus money prices where the book favors a guy to go in the first round and still find tons of plus money. Because it's finding that best price at this point, Lisi, where we're not in those draft rooms. We're not in the war rooms alongside scouts and front office personnel and GMs to figure out what exactly they are going to do. And we're not going to have a clear indication until Roger Goodell reads out the name on the card to figure out where exactly these draft prospects go on that opening night on Thursday in Las Vegas. So it's worth it at times to find some plus money where on a nightly basis you're betting the NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, whatever it might be. Plus money is an indication it's not that likely to happen. The same thing is can be said in the NFL, but there's so much, or the NFL draft rather, but there's so much more variance at this moment that you have to make sure the price matches what you bet.
Oh, without a doubt. And let's not, forget. Last year, Micah Parsons fell, right, to, 13 to Dallas, and people were bashing him. Look at how he transformed that defense to make defensive coordinators think differently about how to utilize his athleticism. If it wasn't for DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory getting hurt last year, we would have never have known about how versatile Micah Parsons could have been. And now when you look at some of the the linebackers in this draft, Devin Lloyd, N'Kobe Dean, that's where I built the parlay as well, because you never know what's going on in terms of the scouts or GM's minds for what we saw last year and how they can maybe pick apart this year's draft.
And that will be the key, right? Because Micah Parsons ran away with the Defensive Rookie of the Year by week number 7. There was no doubt in the world. I think he flipped to minus 5,000 by the time we got to week double digits in the NFL last year in that regular season. He ran away with it. So if a guy drops, it's not an indication that you were wrong in your thought process of why this prospect was in a better spot to cash this ticket than another, but it just might be a statement of how a certain team feels about a certain player at that moment in that draft position based on their needs. So you can slot things out in your mock draft and in your reporting and figure out how you feel about things. And if it doesn't hit, all right, you take your lumps and you move on from there. But that's why the plus money of piecing things together in a parlay based on what you feel strongly about starts to make some sense. And as you piece those picks together, you look at where they're from, you look at what conference they played in, what position they are, what side of the football they're on, and maybe that leads you to a couple of the other draft markets that you have, like the positional markets, Joe, where you can bet on the amount of quarterbacks that will go in the first round, where that over-under stands still at 3.5 and heavily juiced to the under at minus 250. Or maybe you haven't heard Joe and I mention a running back in the last 2 weeks. Well, there's a reason for that, at least in round number one. That draft prop is over-under 0.5, or the under a considerable amount of juice at minus 220. Wide receivers will be a very interesting conversation at 6.5. The under, a slight bit of juice, but only minus 122. The over at minus 108. Let's talk wideouts and cornerbacks on the other side of the break as we round out this Tuesday edition of Football Full Circle here on Sports Grid Radio. Because as you start to piece things together and as the draft starts to line up for you, you make your bets and you find your best prices all across the board for hopefully tons of profitability come Thursday night's opening round of the 2022 NFL Draft. Football Full Circle rolls on next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
One final segment here. Now just 2 days out from the 2022 NFL Draft. Joe Lisi heads to the desert tomorrow night. The NFL Draft starts on Thursday, the opening round out in Vegas. I am Ben Stevens. We round out the show, Joe, with two props that I want to throw your way. Quick thoughts, and we break it down maybe a little bit more in depth tomorrow. Total number of wide receivers drafted in round number one. The over-under sits at 6.5, where the under has a slight bit of juice at -120. Total number of cornerbacks drafted in round number one. The over-under sits at 4.5. The under, more juice, at -148. Give me your quick thoughts on both of those markets right now.
Yeah, well, I covered these with Blewett on Saturday. I'm under the cornerback market, and I think it fringes on Booth from Clemson. I'm not sold that Booth is an elite corner in this draft. Clemson cornerbacks have struggled. Mackenzie Alexander had a rough year, first year in the league, and I think he could potentially fall to maybe 32 to 37 in that area. So I'm going to go under cornerbacks. The wide receivers, I'm going to lean over, Ben. Don't love it. This number moved from 5.5 to 6.5. So obviously, if you got 5.5, I think there's going to be at least 6, 7. I would lean to the yes, but don't love it.
Joe, I did my first round mock draft yesterday. I went through all 1 through 32. I have 7 wide receivers going in the first round. I have 5 cornerbacks going in the first round. I think I lean over on both, and with a little plus money to the over of the 4.5 might be worth a sprinkle. I think Andrew Booth Jr. goes 27th to the Bucks. I think Kyer Elam goes 30th to the Kansas City Chiefs out of Florida. Some more discussion in that mock draft tomorrow. Have you packed a bag yet, or are you doing that tomorrow?
Tonight. I pack it tonight, and before Carver and Lisi, I'm amped up, though. I got to get a workout in before I fly.
Oh, you're going to get many workouts in. It's all about the pump out there in the desert with the sun shining. Let them see the arms out there, Joe Lisi. He's Joe Lisi. I'm Ben Stevens. This is Football Full Circle on a Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow on a Wednesday, just 24 hours out from draft day. The Money Line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside is next on Sports Grid Radio.